This morning on WCHL, Orange County Commissioners need some questions answered before jumping on board financially with Chapel Hill on the Ephesus Fordham plan.
If the county does not participate, it will certainly make our financing weaker.
Chapel Hill continues its conversation tonight about Ephesus Fordham and how to improve the stormwater infrastructure. And what does a second chance at life sound like?
I'm just so grateful and thankful that you believed in me.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC's women's tennis team advances to the Final Four. The men don't have quite the same luck. And
yes, Carolina and State will finally play a baseball game this season.
That's this morning in our Chamsky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL and the beginning of a really nice day. We expect lots of sunshine today. High today in the low 70s. Wouldn't call it hot, just nice and really pleasant out there. Orange County commissioners say they're interested in partnering with Chapel Hill to fund the Ephesus Fordham renewal plan, but first, they need some answers about the project's impact on flooding, housing, and schools. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Reserved enthusiasm is how Chair Barry Jacobs characterized the Board of County Commissioners' approach to helping Chapel Hill finance the Ephesus Fordham revitalization plan.
We're not here to judge the project. The project has been approved. We're going to try and address our concerns and hopefully make this a strong partnership.
The town council approved rezoning for nearly 190 acres last Monday in a bid to spur redevelopment near the Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard intersection. The council will likely approve a plan later this spring to spend $10 million to build new roads and improve infrastructure in the region. The debt will be paid using the increased tax revenue from new growth. But in order to pay down the debt sooner, the town is asking the county to chip in 50% of either the annual debt payment or the incremental tax revenue, up to $400,000 a year for a total of approximately $7 million. Chapel Hill's Business Management Director Ken Penoyer said while the town could finance the project alone, Orange County's participation would put the project on more sound financial footing.
If the county does not participate, it will certainly make our financing weaker in terms of the capacity of our funds to pay back. If the county does not participate, we will try to move forward with it based on what we have.
While the board expressed interest in the plan, commissioners worried the town had not adequately anticipated the impact of new residential growth on the schools. With 300 to 450 new students estimated in the area, Jacob said finding a nearby school site would be crucial.
We're going to be essentially generating enough students to at least populate half of an elementary school, and the nearest elementary school is one of the older, smaller elementary schools. So if we're being realistic, however much it's going to cost, we need a site. And if there's a site, it makes it way more feasible for us.
Commissioners also questioned the affordability of the new housing in the district, as the newly adopted form-based code prevents the town from mandating developers provide affordable housing options. Though some on the board sought to debate the merits of the plan, Vice Chair Earl McKee pointed out that as of last Monday's vote, it's likely a done deal.
The increased expenses to the county are going to be there. The increased revenue to the county is going to be there regardless of whether we participate. Whether we participate, for me, will depend on trying to work with our partner towns.
Jacobs told Chapel Hill representatives the board will need more information about schools, housing, and the district's stormwater plan. He said board members won't likely be ready to make a funding commitment until later this fall. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council will consider creating a service district in the Ephesus Fordham focus area to help pay for improvements to stormwater infrastructure. If the plan is implemented, property in the 190-acre district will be taxed an additional 4 cents per $100 of assessed value above the town tax rate. The money raised would go to fund and maintain new stormwater management facilities in an area plagued by flooding. The council will also get a first look at a plan to bring a Walgreens drugstore, a bank, and other retail to the corner of Weaver Dairy Road and Martin Luther King Boulevard. In addition, the council will take public comment on plans to expand the Southern Human Services Center as well as suggestions for next year's budget. The budget hearing starts at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. WCHL News Time, 6:10. More news in just a moment.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is celebrating Memorial Day all month long. While we realize affordability is of paramount importance, we also know very well that reputation is even more important. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Eric had to say about his performance experience.
The staff were extremely helpful and more than willing to go the extra mile to help us in any way. They communicated regularly with us to ensure that they were doing everything they could to make our experience the best possible. Overall, a wonderful experience.
Now that's a wow. Everyone saves during our Memorial Day all month long event. You'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. Check out the Memorial Day Road Trip Special that includes an oil change, car wash, and 27-point inspection for a wow value. That's the performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Fitzlumber & Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitzlumber & Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. Members of Chapel Hill's business community, along with UNC business students and a group of social entrepreneurs, worked together recently to buy a car for a home health worker who's getting a second chance at life. WCHL's Danny Hooley was on Franklin Street this past Friday to watch Loretha Green receive her gift.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for being here. Oh, my God.
So how's it feel to have your own car?
I'm just so grateful and thankful that you believed in me.
Jim Kitchen, entrepreneur in residence at UNC's Keenan Flagler Business School, presented a 2002 white Lincoln Town Car with a bow on top to Loretha Green on Friday. It was a total surprise. Kitchen used a good old-fashioned ruse to lure Green to a coned-off parking spot on Franklin Street. She arrived to find the car and a group of cheering well-wishers and friends.
You're an amazing person, and we just wanted to bless you with this car, so...
Thank you
it's
so
yours.
Much. It's mine.
It's mine, really. It's really yours.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Police have arrested a 28-year-old Durham man after he and his stepson were wounded after he fired a gun in their apartment. Investigators said Christopher Graham was shot at his foot on Friday, while the 6-year-old boy suffered a more serious wound. The stepson is expected to survive. Police have not talked about what led to the shooting. Graham was charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury, assault by pointing a gun, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, injury to real property, and discharging a firearm within the city limits. He remains in jail, and it wasn't known if he has a lawyer. Same-sex marriages could begin in Oregon as soon as this afternoon, depending on a judge's ruling. U.S. District Court Judge Michael McShane says he will issue his ruling at 12 noon Pacific time on a constitutional challenge to the state's gay marriage ban. Officials in the state's largest county, Multnomah, say they will begin issuing marriage licenses immediately if his ruling allows it. 4 gay and lesbian couples brought suit against arguing Oregon's marriage laws unconstitutionally discriminate against same-sex couples and exclude them from a fundamental right. Democratic Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum refused to defend the ban, saying there are no legal arguments that could support it in light of just last year by the U.S. Supreme Court. The judge denied a request by the National Organization for Marriage to defend the law on behalf of its Oregon members. WCHL News Time, 6:16. It's time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report this morning is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not a lot of traffic so far this morning. The situation's certainly going to change, but very light volume out there right now. When the situation does change, in about a half an hour from now, you're going to hear from Rand Northam with a series of traffic reports all morning long. If there's something that we're not reporting that you know about, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. However you decide to communicate, please do that safely. And Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the business that serves fresh brewed coffee. Fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, and it's brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Your Chapel Hill Carborough forecast, sunny, high today in the low 70s. Low 70s. I love it. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 70s. Looking ahead a little bit to tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Wednesday, another nice day, but it's going to get warmer again. Partly sunny and warmer with the highs in the upper 80s. Right now it is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill, and it'll start to warm up soon, but not a lot. Again, our high today in the low 70s, which sounds pretty darn nice, doesn't it? 617 at WCHL, and we'll take a look at your WCHL championship sports coming up in just a moment on WCHL. More local news coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg with Cederberg Kitchens and Additions in Chapel Hill. Since 1986, doing renovations and remodeling of all levels and types in the greater Chapel Hill, Durham area. Most remodeling, there are a lot of decisions and there should be a lot of planning involved. And the more planning you do, the more thorough you are, you would have a more successful finished product and be more satisfied with what you get. If you don't have a plan, it's hard to accomplish what your objectives are. There's a lot of layers, and we try to help you with that process. People that we work with generally are looking for someone to help them with all that detail. We offer on-site visitation and needs analysis of what they're trying to do and help them understand either the challenges of the task or give them opportunities or possibilities to open up their thinking a little bit about what could be. We want to help them decide what's the plan is going to be best suited to meet their needs and their lifestyle and their personalities, and then try to make sure that all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and the process is thorough to get the best result. The knee bone is connected to the leg bone is connected to the hip bone, et cetera, et cetera. Go to our website at cederbergkitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products.
This has been the professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. The seventh seeded North Carolina women's tennis team battled past second seed Alabama, claiming a 4-2 win on Saturday in Athens, Georgia, to advance to the NCAA Women's Tennis Championship Final Four. With the victory, the Tar Heels improved to 28-5 of the season, while the Crimson Tide finished at 25-5 overall. Here's the story from Matt Oakes on WCHL.
Freshman Jamie Loeb, the number one ranked singles player in the nation, as has become customary, took care of her opponent with ease, dispatching Marianne Dane 6-2, 6-3. But it was Carolina's number two singles player, Haley Carter, who ultimately clinched the match with a thrilling three-set win, 6-3, 3-6, 6-2. Loeb says the team is aided by a fighting spirit in the winner-go-home format of the NCAA tournament.
I think just show up like we did today with a lot of passion, a lot of intensity, and I think all of us really wanted it. We had a really good talk, and I think that really motivated us.
Head coach Brian Kalbas says Tessa Leones at the number six single slot certainly provided a positive boost to the team when she secured the opening set on her court. Leone says although the Tar Heels won an indoor national title last year, getting to the Final Four is its own special accomplishment.
To be honest, this is my first ever Final Four. We've gotten to the
I mean, we've won an indoor national championship, but I mean, this is a big prize.
Carolina has earned a trip back to the Final Four for the first time since 2010. This year, they'll be facing defending national champion and 11th-seeded Stanford on Monday at 1 p.m. The Cardinals sport a 20-2 record and are coming off an upset victory over the 3rd-seeded Virginia Cavaliers. The other national semifinal will pit two storied college tennis programs against one another. Number 4 UCLA meets number 8 Florida. One of the biggest storylines of Monday's UNC-Stanford showdown will be on Court 1, where number 1 will meet number 3. The singles match between number 1 Loeb and number 3 Christy Ahn has the potential to set the tone for the day's play. Ahn will be hoping to exact some revenge on Loeb this time around. The Carolina freshman took the pair's only meeting last October. Loeb will anchor the Tar Heel lineup with her trademark competitiveness and grit that few players have the tenacity to match. She says she's learned to handle the pressure of being the player to beat every time she steps out onto the court.
I mean, I'm used to playing under pressure, so I just go out there and do what I need to do and can't really control certain things, but try to focus on myself and getting the job done.
Despite Carolina's impressive run, Leone says her team still has plenty of work to do, especially with the defending champions on deck. She fully expects another competitive fight.
We can't really celebrate. We got another match to play on Monday. I mean, we can definitely enjoy this, live this moment, but we got to move on to the next match and get ready because I know it will be even tougher.
Although Carolina comes into the Final Four with the least experience of the four programs, Coach Kalbas believes the doubles point could be the deciding factor, and that's especially for the Tar Heels, who've only dropped 4 doubles points all year in 33 dual matches. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The 7th-ranked North Carolina men's tennis team fell to 2nd-ranked Oklahoma 4-2 on Sunday night in the NCAA tournament quarterfinals in Athens, Georgia. Tar Heels finished at 27-6 overall on the season, a school record for victories. The Sooners improved 27-3 on the year and advanced to play in the semifinals on Monday. Carolina got off to a good start by grabbing the doubles point. Number 1 singles player Braden Snur also recorded an upset win in 3 tight sets over the 5th-ranked singles player in the country. But ultimately, the Sooners proved too tough on the other singles courts. Oklahoma boasted 4 players ranked inside the top 55 in the national rankings. Next up for the Tar Heels comes some individual competition. Carolina will be represented in the NCAA singles and doubles championships starting on Wednesday. A pair of UNC freshmen, Brandon Snur and Ronnie Snyder, will play in the singles tournament, while Snur will team up with sophomore Brett Clark in the doubles tournament due to start on Thursday. So the Carolina women's tennis team will continue on, and the Carolina men are all finished as a team, but individuals will continue to play. Carolina's baseball team has an important meeting on Tuesday at 11 o'clock. North Carolina has earned the number 7 seed in the 2014 Atlantic Coast Conference Championship and will face 10th seed North Carolina State tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Newbridge Bank Park. The league office announced on Saturday. That's in Greensboro. The winner of Tuesday's game will enter Pool B, with the number 2 Florida State, number 3 Virginia winner, and number 6 Maryland. You can go to GoHeels.com to find out about tickets. But Carolina's baseball team in the ACC tournament, they will play North Carolina State tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So believe it or not, after not being scheduled for a regular season game and then having a game scheduled at Durham Bulls Athletic Park, and that one got rained out because of terrible storms, finally, North Carolina and North Carolina State will actually meet this season on the baseball diamond, which is kind of a silly situation to begin with, having State and Carolina not playing during the regular season. But that's today's ACC. But they will play tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So, of course, we'll be following the Tar Heels in that game. It is coming up on 6:25 at WCHL. Time now for the Osgood File. I'm Ron Stutz, and more local news coming up at the bottom of the hour.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by BASF. With just the right chemistry, we can build more while using less. BASF knows how. To learn more, visit WeCreateChemistry.com. This is Charles Osgood. Last week, I spent a few days in beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico, for our annual Sunday morning design show. As part of that, our colleague Mark Strassman did a fascinating report on the growing importance and changing design of mobile homes there in Santa Fe and across America.
There are more than 8.5 million mobile homes in the U.S. They all start as boxes on wheels, built in a factory, then driven to a home site.
Real estate is all about location, location, location. With a mobile home, if you don't like one location, you can move to another. In theory, says Strassman.
The home can always move again, but 97% of them never do.
Mark asked Santa Fe mobile home dealer Mike Bustamante.
And this sells for?
About $115, delivered and set.
$115,000, that is. More after this. The American dream, it's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Mark Strassman asked mobile home dealer Mike Bustamante.
When you started in the business 16 years ago, what did these places look like?
Well, a box, a box.
And today?
Today, affordable luxury. This is a home.
Meet Jennifer Siegel.
The mobile home gets a bad rap because of the materials that it's been built out of.
Jennifer Siegel is an innovator in mobile design. Smaller, greener, smarter.
If we change the materials that we make these buildings out of, I can get all of those naysayers over to my side and show them a new experience that's full of light, that's fresh, that is responsive, that's an intelligent building.
And affordable.
And affordable. The future of what the trailer can become is pretty remarkable.
Coming up on our next Osgood File broadcast, the mobile homes of Malibu. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInEvents.com.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
Dorothy, dear, wake up, honey. It's Auntie M.
Auntie M?
For a minute here, we thought you'd left us.
Oh, but I did leave you, Auntie M. I went to Bredman's.
Bredman's?
Oh, it's a wonderful place, full of comfort food and good, friendly people. And breakfast was there, and lunch was there, and dinner was there, too.
All three at once? Dorothy, you must have been dreaming.
Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
Oh, Auntie M, there's no place like Bredman's.
Hello, Orange County job seekers. This is Gilbert from Employment Services. Do you need new and creative strategies for employment and networking opportunities? Join us on the second and fourth Fridays for job seeking skills and interviewing workshops held at the Orange County Career Center, 503 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill. Workshops begin at 9 a.m. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our job seekers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Intrinsic Touch Massage. It's half off, $70 for a 60-minute massage, available now for $35. Whether you need relief from a stressful day, have sore muscles, or are looking for the perfect gift for deserving someone, a therapeutic massage can make a world of difference. Give your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift. Intrinsic Massage is located at 103 West Wheat Harbor in a new office space. It's half off from Intrinsic Touch Massage. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, good morning. You could say it's a little cool this morning, 6:30, 48 degrees. 48 right now. Sunshine all day today, high today in the low 70s. So Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies with the lows in the upper 40s again, about the same as right now. But tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 70s. So it's going to get warmer later on in the week. As a matter of fact, on Wednesday we'll be back in the upper 80s.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. The delays in treating veterans did result in a number of deaths at VA hospitals. Here's correspondent Susan McGinnis.
The VA admits 23 patients have died waiting for care. And now, the Dayton Daily News reports that number may be much higher. Its investigation revealed the agency paid more than $36 million since 2001 to settle at least 167 cases reportedly related to delays.
According to White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough, the president is pushing to fix the problem and is said to be madder than hell about the way veterans have been treated. Daniel Dellinger is commander of the American Legion, a group which wants Veterans Administration Chief Eric Shinseki out. He told CBS's Face the Nation.
We've heard reports of this in single cases, but to have all these figures put together is really striking, and it shows the lack of accountability.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632 at WCHL's 46 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little bit nippy this morning. I'm Rod Stutz. Orange County commissioners say they're interested in partnering with the town of Chapel Hill to fund the FSS Fordham renewal plan. But first, they will need some answers about the project's impact on flooding, housing, and schools. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Reserved enthusiasm is how Chair Barry Jacobs characterized the Board of County Commissioners' approach to helping Chapel Hill finance the FSS Fordham revitalization plan.
We're not here to judge the project. The project has been approved. We're going to try and address our concerns and hopefully make this a strong partnership.
The town council approved rezoning for nearly 190 acres last Monday in a bid to spur redevelopment near the FSS Church Road and Fordham Boulevard intersection. The council will likely approve a plan later this spring to spend $10 million to build new roads and improve infrastructure in the region. The debt will be paid using the increased tax revenue from new growth. But in order to pay down the debt sooner, the town is asking the county to chip in 50% of either the annual debt payment or the incremental tax revenue, up to $400,000 a year for a total of approximately $7 million. Chapel Hill's Business Management Director Ken Penoyer said while the town could finance the project alone, Orange County's participation would put the project on more sound financial footing.
If the county does not participate, it will certainly make our financing weaker in terms of the capacity of our funds to pay back. If the county does not participate, we will try to move forward with it based on what we have.
While the board expressed interest in the plan, commissioners worried the town had not adequately anticipated the impact of new residential growth on the schools. With 300 to 450 new students estimated in the area, Jacob said finding a nearby school site would be crucial.
We're going to be essentially generating enough students to at least populate half of an elementary school, and the nearest elementary school is one of the older, smaller elementary schools. So if we're being realistic, however much it's going to cost, we need a site. And if there's a site, it makes it way more feasible for us.
Commissioners also questioned the affordability of the new housing in the district, as the newly adopted form-based code prevents the town from mandating developers provide affordable housing options. Though some on the board sought to debate the merits of the plan, Vice Chair Earl McKee pointed out that as of last Monday's vote, it's likely a done deal.
The increased expenses to the county are going to be there. The increased revenue to the county is going to be there regardless of whether we participate. Whether we participate, for me, will depend on trying to work with our partner towns.
Jacobs told Chapel Hill representatives the board will need more information about schools, housing, and the district stormwater plan. He said board members won't likely be ready to make a funding commitment until later this fall. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Meanwhile, the Chapel Hill Town Council will consider creating a service district in the FSS Fordham focus area to help pay for improvements to stormwater infrastructure. If the plan is implemented, property in the 190-acre district would be taxed at an additional 4 cents per $100 of assessed value above the town tax rate. The money raised would go to fund and maintain new stormwater management facilities in an area that's been plagued by flooding over the years. The council will also get a first look at a plan to bring a Walgreens drugstore, a bank, and other retail to the corner of Weaver Dairy Road and Martin Luther King Boulevard. In addition, the council will take public comment on plans to expand the Southern Human Services Center, as well as suggestions for next year's budget. The budget hearing begins at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Members of Chapel Hill's business community, along with UNC business students and a group of social entrepreneurs, worked together recently to buy a car for a home health worker who's getting a second chance at life. WCHL's Danny Hooley was on Franklin Street this past Friday to watch Loretha Green get her gift.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for being here. Oh, my God.
So how's it feel to have your own car?
I'm just so grateful and thankful that you believed in me.
Jim Kitchen, entrepreneur in residence at UNC's Keenan Flagler Business School, presented a 2002 white Lincoln Town Car with a bow on top to Loretha Green on Friday. It was a total surprise. Kitchen used a good old-fashioned ruse to lure Green to a coned-off parking spot on Franklin Street. She arrived to find the car and a group of cheering well-wishers and friends.
You're an amazing person, and we just wanted to bless you with this car, so...
Thank you
it's
so
yours.
Much. It's mine.
It's mine,
it's
really. It's really yours.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A lot of people in North Carolina watching what happens in Oregon today. Same-sex marriages could start in Oregon as soon as this afternoon, depending on a judge's ruling. U.S. District Judge Michael McShane says he will issue his ruling at 12 noon Pacific time, that'll be 3 p.m. our time, on a constitutional challenge to the state's gay marriage ban. Officials in the state's largest county, Multnomah, say they will begin issuing marriage licenses immediately if his ruling allows it. Four gay and lesbian couples brought suit arguing Oregon's marriage laws unconstitutionally discriminate against same-sex couples and exclude them from a fundamental right. Democratic Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum refused to defend the ban, saying there are no legal arguments that could support it in light of decisions last year by the United States Supreme Court. The judge denied a request by the National Organization for Marriage to defend the law on behalf of its Oregon members. In news around town this morning, in cooperation with Triangle Transit, the Orange County Planning and Inspections Department will hold a series of public meetings this month on bus services and the county's new bus and rail investment plan. County officials want your input on specific recommendations for expanding and extending bus services in central and rural Orange County. First meeting is today from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m., 5:30 until 7, I should say, in the Northern Human Services Center on North Carolina 86. The next meeting is Wednesday from 5:30 to 7 in Mebane Council Chambers, and the next will be on Thursday in the Hillsborough Town Barn. And the last meeting will be at the Eflin Cheeks Community Center next Wednesday, May 28th. That is a week from Wednesday, from 5:30 until 7 p.m. Glenwood Elementary teacher Lee Wang has won a 2014 Global Educator Award from VIF International Education. The awards recognize teachers who help students understand the world's languages, its cultures, and the diverse perspectives of all people. Wang's award includes a travel voucher. Lee Wang is in her first year at Glenwood Elementary, but she's been a teacher for 5 years. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Lou Margolis has today's commentary. That's on the way next.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is celebrating Memorial Day all month long. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Gary had to say about his Performance BMW experience.
Working with Ed Hagen is always a pleasure. He is very thorough and really knows the product. Dealing with Performance BMW is always a pleasure. Whether it is sales or just routine service, they always get a 10 from me.
Now that's a wow. During our Memorial Day all month long event, you can lease a 2014 BMW X1 S-Drive 28i for $319 per month. That's another wow.
Stock number B4555. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $33,575 and selling price of $30,800. $34.41 total due at signing. $549 admin fee and $81 registration. Tag fee included and tax excluded. Financing with approved credit through BMFS. Offer expires May 31st, 2014.
Don't miss the Memorial Day Road Trip Special found exclusively at PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
Downtown Chapel Hill begins here on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. Enjoy free events every Friday night from 6 to 9 at the Live and Local Music and Art Series now through June 27. Live and Local will feature world-class performances and top-notch visual and performing arts. The Live and Local Music and Art Series on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. sponsored by WCHL and DSI Comedy Theater. For more info, go to 140westfranklinplaza.com.
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. We would like to congratulate all those graduates out there with some great diploma framing deals. Our beautiful UNC diploma frames are on sale now for $125. Even the student stores and downtown shops can't beat that. And don't fret if you want to pick out your own custom order or match another school's colors. We're offering 20% off all diploma and certificate framing the entire month of May. Only at The Print Shop. For over 40 years, your art, print, and framing store in University Mall.
Good morning. It is 641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. I understand that Art Chansky's job is to promote UNC athletics. He's a sports fan and he expresses his devotion at every opportunity. I would like, however, to encourage WCHL listeners to think critically about three flaws in his recent commentary about academic progress among UNC athletes. First, the academic progress rate, the APR, used by the NCAA has many critics. Another research-based index is the adjusted graduation gap, which actually compares athletes to full-time students because, after all, athletes are supposed to be full-time students. According to the AGG, the story is not so uplifting. The truth is that measuring academic success for athletes is a work in progress, so trumpeting something like the APR, especially given the NCAA's primary interest in promoting big-time sports, is problematic, to say the least. Second, it is a mistake to combine all sports when analyzing and talking about college athletes. I applaud the fencers, swimmers, tennis players, and others who master their sports and their academics. The challenges and compromises to the mission of the university take place, almost without exception, in the revenue sports of football and basketball. So we need to focus like a laser on those sports. Third, it's long past time for anyone involved in the debates and conversations about big-time sports to drop the euphemism of student-athlete. We don't generally refer to student poets or student philosophers or student physicists. We talk about the amazing students at UNC who express their skill and creativity through their academic majors or other activities. The term student-athlete is a fabrication by the NCAA over 60 years ago to shield universities from respecting the economic rights of athletes. Because athletes are so-called students, not technically employees, universities are not required to pay the football and basketball players competitive wages. Further, because revenue athletes are so-called students, universities are not required to participate in workers' compensation systems, insurance programs that protect injured workers from severe economic losses. Shouldn't universities bear responsibility for the economic and health consequences of the brain damage and other serious injuries that are inherent in the game of football? The term student-athlete creates confusion, not clarity. Mr. Chansky, as I tell my students, I'll be looking for clear, informative, accurate, and well-constructed arguments in your assignments. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
644 at WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina's baseball team wrapped up the regular season over the weekend at Miami, dropping a 2-0 decision and falling to 32-23 on the season and getting the number 7 seed in the upcoming ACC tournament. One of the bright spots, though, over the weekend was freshman pitcher Zach Gallen, who went 6 1/3, allowing just 2 runs and striking out 6 versus the ACC champs, the Hurricanes. And following the game, the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mike Fox, had some high praise for Gallen.
Yeah, Zach was great. I mean, he was great. He's really been good. You know, the last 3 or 4 starts for us gave us a chance to win. And the way the ballpark was playing today, we knew it was going to be, runs were going to be hard to come by. And, you know, they blooped a couple in and then made some plays defensively. And you know, and we weren't as lucky.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
So getting back to the ACC tournament, it'll be the Tar Heels and Wolfpack tomorrow at 11 o'clock in Greensboro. The two teams didn't meet during the regular season. Their only scheduled game was rained out back on April the 15th. One other baseball note, the Mike Fox radio show will be tonight at Tyler's in Carrboro from 7 until 7:30 with the travel from Chapel Hill to Greensboro. It'll be Josh Horton sitting in for the head coach of the Diamond Heels.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
646 at WCHL, and we will, of course, wish the Tar Heels the best of luck in the game against North Carolina State tomorrow. It's about time they get a chance to play the Wolfpack. It is ridiculous that North Carolina and North Carolina State don't have a regularly scheduled game. We had one earlier in the season, of course, at Durham Bulls Athletic Park, a very special game to be played. It was called off because of horrible weather, just monsoons, and we, you know, couldn't play that one. And now they are scheduled to meet in the ACC tournament, so quite interesting, I think. Coming up next on WCHL, we'll take a quick look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays on the way, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero, another very special mom.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
A very good morning to you, Ron. Thank you very much. Traffic starting off smoothly, as it often does at this time. We do have a couple slowdowns to let you know about: 15501 northbound and southbound between Garrett Road and Ephesus Church Road through the I-40 interchange. Seeing just some minor to moderate delays this morning, nothing major. No accidents being reported right now. And if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Well, those delays started early out there today, haven't they?
They have, and we kind of saw that pick up last week, too, where we're seeing some of these earlier delays. So maybe the, I don't know, it's cooler now. It's been cooler the last couple days. I was going to say maybe the warm weather's got people up earlier, but a little bit cooler these days. I don't know.
Kind of chilly this morning. It's 47 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like that yesterday, too. I got up early to come in with Wilson Borntrager, our new weekend anchor, and it was chilly.
Yeah. Yeah. You need some time off, buddy. You need to go back to New York.
Yeah. We moved this weekend, too.
Yeah, I know. I know. You must be exhausted.
It's been quite a couple weeks here.
I hope maybe you can get a couple hours sleep sometime between now and tomorrow morning.
Well, I'll let you know.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Oh, you look good, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Blue shirt, yellow tie. Just appropriately dressed, as always. It's important to wear a tie and a suit to work every morning here to be on the radio.
Always.
For you, not for me. Thank you very much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cumber Weather, presented by Glass Half Full. And as I mentioned, it is cool this morning, 47 degrees right now. Look for a high today in the low 70s. Lots of sunshine on the way. Tonight, mostly clear skies with the lows in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 70s. It's going to turn warmer later on in the week. On Wednesday, for example, we'll be back in the upper 80s. So, you know, don't get too accustomed to the nice chilly weather. And Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. The beautiful garden patio is now open. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, all at Glass Half Full in Carrboro. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We got a whole bunch of them. PBS newscaster Jim Lehrer is 80 years old today. Television personality David Hartman is 79, famous being the very first host of Good Morning America on TV, and also happens to live right here in Chapel Hill. Actor James Fox is 75. Actress Nancy Kwan, 75. Actor Peter Mayhew is 70 years old today. Oh boy, Pete Townsend of The Who, 69 years old today. Dusty Hill of ZZ Top is 65. Singer, actress Grace Jones, 62 years old today. Phil Rudd, a member of AC/DC, is 60. What's his rock and roll day or something? Actor Stephen Ford is 58 years old today. Actress Polly Walker, 48. Country rock singer Shooter Jennings, Waylon Jennings' son, 35 years old today. Actor Drew Fuller is 34. And actor Eric Lloyd, 28 years old today. Got a whole bunch of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Larry Sipe, Janice Huey, Gail Davis. Marty Grimson has a birthday today, as does Victoria Freeman. Linda Burnett, Lee Hevlin. Lee Hevlin, happy birthday, Lee. Charlotte Tansen. Ted Seagroves has a birthday today, as does Sue Kopkin, Lester Levine, Cliff Butler, Patricia Smith, Frederick Sims, Doug Wheeler, and Greg Norfleet. A whole bunch of celebrities, and our birthday winner of the day is Greg Norfleet, who gets a $10 gift card to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamots, where they always love taking care of their customers. And Greg Norfleet, Pastor Greg Norfleet, I might add, is our winner today. Congratulations from all the folks at UPS and all of us here at WCHL.
All right, Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger.
So you come in here to see your bud on Monday to do trivia.
Hey, got lots of things going. Exciting. So there's a lot going on. Carolina's baseball team. Mm-hmm. Coach Fox and his staff and these players. So we're going to do campus landmarks today.
Okay.
And it's going to relate to the Bosch.
All right. I'm ready for it, baby.
Here we go. All right, folks. Here we go. Well, today's question hits at one of the hottest venues we've got going on campus. Mm-hmm. The Boschimer Baseball Stadium. Mm-hmm. Our question, in what year was the Bosch dedicated? It's a little bit of a toughie.
Yeah.
In what year was the Bosch dedicated?
Yeah. Of course, it's been recently remodeled and refurbished and
enlarged
and everything else.
Beautifully.
Really good job on that. But what year was it first dedicated?
Yes. What year did the Bosch open and was dedicated and the Tar Heels started playing baseball in that beautiful facility?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Sharon Kearns is today's WCHL Hometown Hero, nominated by her daughter-in-law, Amanda Kearns. Amanda, why is Sharon so special?
You know, Sharon is the most incredible mother-in-law and mother that I could think of. She lives in Charlotte, and she drives all the way to Greensboro every single week to kind of watch our niece, who is my husband's sister's baby, Taylor. She drives about 2 hours twice a week to come up, and she stays two nights. I mean, I can't think of anyone that would be better for the job to watch Taylor, because not only is she, you know, a babysitter, she goes above and beyond to really help out around the house and to be supportive of her daughter, who started occupational therapy school at Chapel Hill. So she is trying to forward herself in her education and wants to make sure that she has the best for her daughter. Who better to leave her with than Grandma, who's also known as Nana.
You are moving to Richmond, and you're pursuing a residency in pediatric dentistry. Sharon has really been helpful in helping you get ready for the move, right? What has she done to help you?
Oh, Sharon's incredible. Sharon and Russ actually had a litter of puppies. They bred their dog, Abby, who's a boxer, and had a litter of puppies. And my husband and I took two of the puppies, and her daughter, Laura, also took one of the puppies. And as much as we love our dogs, they tend to break screens in the windows because they'll jump up and want to see what's going on outside. So Sharon and her husband, Russ, our father-in-law, have come over several times to help us fixing screens around the house to get it ready for the move. They've helped us get our backyard set up again, due to puppy damage. So we blame them a little bit. You know, they gave us the puppies that caused the damage, but they've really gone above and beyond to help us get the house ready for the move with painting and replacing screens and getting the yard ready to show. So really, you know, we couldn't have done it without them.
One thing that you said in your email to WCHL, a prouder grandmother than Sharon has never existed, nor has a more loving, selfless mother-in-law.
If anyone wants to see a picture of their newest grandchild, all you have to do is ask Sharon. She's probably got, you know, 50 videos and 50 pictures on her phone. Our little niece Taylor is going to be spoiled rotten. But I can't think of anyone who loves her grandchild or, you know, children and her daughter-in-law and her son-in-law, Laura's husband Chris, as much as Sharon and her husband Russ do. They come up to Greensboro pretty frequently to visit with both of us. Now that my husband Ryan and I are in Richmond, I have no doubt that they'll be frequent visitors to come up and just kind of keep an eye on us, see what we need, and just be there for us, you know, which is wonderful.
Well, it sounds like she truly is a hometown hero and one of your favorite people in the world. Amanda, thank you very much for nominating Sharon Kearns.
Thank you.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Another one of those great moms, WCHL, coming up on 657.
Freddie, you know, you were asking about the year that Bochimer Stadium was founded. I guess.
5 years before you got here.
1972?
72,
really?
Yes.
Wow.
I was a sophomore at Carolina. Can always remember with my Teague mates, we went down and sat on the bank at that time over on the first baseline and watched the game under great weather.
Yeah.
Under wonderful,
such a beautiful stadium.
Oh.
Always has been, but especially now.
Bochimer is named for the class of 1917 textile industrialist Carrie C. Bochimer, although I've been told that he pronounced his name Bosshammer.
Really?
Yep.
Bosshammer, no
Bosshammer.
H?
Accent on another syllable.
Mm. Okay.
But we have adopted it, and we've, if you will, bastardized it, and we call it Bochimer and the Bosch. And the playing surface is named for former first baseman and benefactor Vaughn Bryson. Thanks to a lot of the recent renovations, he was a kind philanthropist to make that happen.
Sort of like you.
Sharon. Wouldn't you like to have that kind of money to be able to, you know, to say, like, hey, Battle Park? Here you go.
Here's $1 million.
Orange County Rape Crisis Center. Here you go.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill Library. Here you go.
There's so
school
many,
system. Here you go.
Yeah, so many great worthy causes around here. I wish I could too.
So that's why I think both of us try to say yes when we can do something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Thanks, man.
Hey, I'll see you tomorrow. We got Rock and Roll Tuesday.
All right.
Can't wait for that. And listen, Jeff Geiersbrook called in with the answer to the question this morning. Jeff Geiersbrook knew that Bochimer Stadium was founded in 1972. And Jeff's going to get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And again, as Freddie said, rock and roll trivia tomorrow.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from DSI Comedy Theater. It's half off. $20 worth of tickets available now for $10. Did you know that DSI Comedy has a brand new location at 462 West Franklin Street? DSI has earned a reputation as the best comedy theater in the South, with its critically acclaimed performances of improv, sketch, and stand-up comedy. It's half off from DSI Comedy Theater. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
47 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's going to be really nice today. High today in the low 70s.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It's going to mean more choices for consumers, or less choice and higher prices for TV and internet service. Either way, AT&T's takeover of DirecTV, announced last night, has the potential to shake up the industry. CBS News business analyst